Sci Center, October 12, 2025.
Hi, everyone. I'm going to start by reading tonight's quote and then share a little bit about my own experience with it and then open it up for everyone else to share. The fear and anxiety, the grief and pain, the defeat and distress of man's earthly existence. These are the result of his identification with falsehood. Man is truth. His consciousness is truth. So we ought to proceed from one truth to another, from one facet of truth to another brighter and clearer one. No one really moves from untruth to truth. What is called untruth is only partial truth, or dulled truth, or clouded truth. The ultimate goal is the uncovering of truth. So, a little bit about how I came across this. I was really looking for quotes that were related to everything the mind says is a lie, which is something Sat has shared with us. And I'm drawn to it. And I wanted to find something that would help me dig into that even more. And I was really drawn to this quote because of that first sentence where Bubba says that fear and anxiety, grief and pain, distress, they're the result of identification with falsehood. To me, it felt similar to everything the mind says is a lie. Also, I really liked that, like, upon reading it, you immediately get the sense that no matter what the problem seems to be, the underlying problem is the same. And for me, that is really, it gives me hope. It gives me peace because I know that there's a solution and it's not to try to solve all the problems. It's just such a good reminder for me. I spent a little time thinking about what this identification with falsehood means to me. Like, what is that to me? And my best experience for me understanding it is kind of, I guess, the opposite. It's when I get to spend like some quality time with Sat, or do some really good, you know, Sat song. But really when I get to be around Sat, and no matter what's going on in my world, no matter what I came into that situation with, the concerns all fall away. And there is clarity into that, into the unreality of my concerns. Like, I don't pick them back up the same way I do when I leave. And so it really feels to me similar to at least my understanding of what it means to identify with falsehood you can see its falsehood because it can drop so easily. And then I really liked the second section about how man is truth and he ought to proceed from one truth to another. I liked how this sounded, but I wanted to really think about what does it actually mean for me? And for me, I think it really, the best understanding I have from this is the art of living when we're putting it into practice, right? Like, you wake up and you do a meditation versus jump right to the first thing, or you have a meeting and you do an omnipresence because you're nervous, or you have a worried thought about your kid and you do the trust meditation. It's like just moving from one to the other every time there is a situation, and all of a sudden you're stringing together all these experiences of truth. And so that's what these felt like to me, and I really enjoyed them. So I'd love to open it up. I'd love to understand from y'all, what does this quote mean for you? What is it? How do you experience it? And yeah, what do you want to share about identification with falsehood or proceeding from one truth to another and uncovering truth?
I'm sorry, Cookie Cabbie. That was beautiful, inspirational.
Thank you. Please, I'd love to hear from all of you. I'd love to understand better how you see identification with falsehood and what that looks like in your life. Please tell me.
I have a kindergarten question, and I'm going to be brave enough to ask it. What is the truth?
Let's go around. Well, I resigned, but I know nothing and I'm nobody. But let's go around and just guess. Throw a guess. Do you mind if we do that?
I think
it's a good game.
Yes.
Because we're not going to be enlightened tonight.
Who'd like to start?
Nilu.
I would have to answer if I knew.
Well, throw this as whatever you think. That they call it a mini contemplation.
That which was not born and will not die.
I think the feeling of grace I feel when I'm around you, to me, is the only thing I can think of that is truth.
Permanent.
Not
temporary.
Love. I think something that you can feel. I feel the truth is opposite of what we are living in this world.
For me, truth is something that will never change. It's always been and will always. It is and it will be. So like, as the quote says here, man is truth, his consciousness is truth. So basically it's consciousness, which will never change, which is omnipresent and eternal.
The fact of knowing that we are part of that consciousness, that thing that, as Nilu mentioned, it cannot be destroyed or erased, the permanent one.
I feel that the truth is always within us and we are the truth, but sometimes because of the identification of the roles, of the falsehood that we are going with, we are forgetting that. And then like we touch to that inner self, like we get in our own self with all the tools, and that's when we realize that we are that.
I, here's Muhammad, which I know is the direction of the truth, which is here. For me, I can't find it here. And now, when we were doing meditation, it was like for first time I'm sitting on my truth, and it was so beautiful. The first time it happened that I got what, whenever you say sit on your truth, now I got it, and it was beautiful that I wanted to share it.
Thank you. He's calling from Dubai.
My understanding is it's one, the one all is the truth. And falsehood is multiplicity, perception of multiplicity.
For me, when I do the guided meditation, consciousness, being conscious of itself, this is the best time that I can see what is not true and what is true. And sometimes I remember during the day, I said, let's drop them all.
I really enjoyed my mom sharing. It was firsthand.
The fear and anxiety, the grief and pain, the defeat and distress of man's earthly existence, these are the result of his identification with falsehood. Man is truth. His consciousness is truth. So we ought to proceed from one truth to another, from one facet of truth to another, brighter and clearer one. No one really moves from untruth to truth. What is called untruth is only partial truth, or dulled truth, or clouded truth. The ultimate goal is the uncovering of truth. Anyone that has not shared would like to share on this?
The last part got my attention when it says what is called untruth is only partial truth or dull truth or clouded truth. I was thinking about it. What does what would really mean? And it reminded me of when we were told that all the steps that we take, even if it's religion, if it's all the rituals we have done or places we have gone, I can see that it was maybe a partial or dulled version of truth or clouded truth. And it says the ultimate goal is uncovering of truth. Like what we, the music was in the beginning of our session, that it needs to be hammered in that I am Satchit Ananda, I am that, what I'm looking for.
My perspective is, when we say clouded truth or dull truth, it means the truth is there, it's already here. We just need to, you know, remove the, or overcome the cloud.
I can't help thinking about this is the undressing of getting to the simpler and simpler and simpler until it's so simple that it's that we miss it. And this process of uncovering it, it's about getting rid of complexity and getting to the simple as simple gets.
I think it's also nice how many opportunities we all get to practice this and think about it, and how many times a week it becomes like an actual like thing in our life to look at, because it really, I think looking back, it has helped me become so much more simple when I think about it, and so much happier. It's really amazing. It's a great gift.
I feel also an obstacle for uncovering of truth is I am somebody and I know something. And I feel that is probably one of those things that is clouding the truth more than anything.
Something I love about our path related to what you're saying is that so many of the struggles I have are showing me that I am not the solution, in a way that really helps me remember it for the next time. And it makes those struggles feel much more, like they had so much meaning. Yeah, struggles just have more meaning on this path, you know?
When I think of truth, I think of the white canvas that's said many times, as I mentioned, and all the clouded truth, all the things that has covered it all, that gradually has to be. It's the difficulty of getting there, and removing him with all the practices and tools. Still, the struggles and all the back and forth that is the challenge. But when I think of it, that white canvas shining behind it, I desire that so much, but that desire is a problem because I want to get there, and that want and desire is clouding my mind, and that's even worse.
Thank you.